Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, you globalists, you whack jobs who think that you are rolling over the will of the people and that you're free to do what you will, to those that believe that they're demigods, and well, there's so many of us, you know, God surely will not see it. I want you to rest assured that God is using you for his purposes to a disobedient nation. Now, folks, I want you to check this out, if you would, real quick, online. I'm going to go over to Sons of Liberty in just a moment. And by the way, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And what I want you to do is I want you to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'd like for you to go over to Facebook and check out Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And folks, the phone lines will be accessible for the next hour. If you'd like to call in, do not wait until the last segment to call in. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And what I'm going to be talking about today, folks, is what's going on the southern border. We know that these government officials, they're trying to create a civil war. Domestic insurrection is really what it comes about. As to the method they're using, the methodologies that they're using, they're playing the race card. They're using and they're stacking those in the government that will play, that'll be a part of the game. And again, friends, we want you to know that what's going on in this country is the direct result of a disobedient people before a just and a holy God. And I'm not going to propose to you that we sit and talk about the branches on the tree. I'm going to propose that we lay the axe to the root of the tree, as John the Baptist said to the religious people, to the soldiers, both to those that were carnal heathens and to those that profess themselves to be God's children, the seed of Abraham. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to propose to you. I'm going to lay it out for you, and I'm going to say, am I bringing about the fear of consequence, or am I bringing about the fear of God? Am I pointing my finger towards the God that you are sinning before, or am I pointing the finger at the government that's corrupt because I don't want to point the finger back at myself because I'm a part of the problem that allowed the government to become corrupt? You tell me which one makes more sense. We'll get to that in just a couple moments. And then I'm going to go over to the book of Daniel real quick. And I want you to understand what I'll do is I'll just give it to you. I'll let you see what Daniel said to the nation that he was serving at that time, that great prophet of God. And I want you to hear verbatim what he said and how he said it so you can understand the message that I give forth on the sonsoflibertymedia.com every time that you turn us in or tune us in. So we'll get to that in just a moment, but let's go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, if you'd like to go ahead and give us a shake on winning a Joshua MK5, you can do that, but you have to first go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on that beautiful weapon, that MK5, 5 Joshua. Folks, it really is just, it's flawless. It really is. Check it out. Click onto it. Put your information into it and then throw your hat in that bucket and see if you're not the one that's going to win that beautiful Joshua MK5. Again, folks, you got about 1 month left before we actually draw that name out. I know that many people are anticipating who's going to win that, but I want to tell you, too, your chances are good right now because it's less than 10,000 people, okay? So that means you got a really good shot at winning that Joshua MK5. Going to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, Hillary Clinton is running against herself and losing. Just to highlight this really quick, please do check out Clinton Chronicles. If you have not taken the time to do that, get the video, Clinton Chronicles, or go online. I'm sure you can see that documentary very well put together, and it's information that you need to understand as to who they are and what they're about. And by the way, there's no difference between the Clintons and the Bushes. They're all working in Obama's administration, which, by the way, is Clinton's administration. But this individual, this criminal in the White House, has actually got the more debased form, even than what the Clintons had, to establish them, put them in power to work against we the people in hopes of destroying the Constitution and our Christian heritage. And by the way, that is firsthand information. But folks, going back to Clinton Chronicles again, do your homework. There's a lot of dead bodies around that administration back in the 90s. You want to talk about over-the-top criminals, folks, you have them right there. You had Mena, Arkansas's greatest, America's greatest drug dealer of all time, President Clinton at that particular time. But I've been told from the inside source, people that know these people, that if you think Bill Clinton was over-the-top, his wife is extremely over-the-top. She's 100 times worse than Clinton was. And we also want you to know that when the articles of impeachment were coming forth through the Senate, I want you to also understand it had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky. It had everything in the world to do with the Clintons giving top military secrets to the Chinese military during that particular time. That's what it was about, but you were not told about that. I shared a little bit about this with you yesterday. Again, check out Clinton Chronicles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hillary Clinton is running against herself and losing. Folks, these people think they are above the law. They do not think like me and you. They feel that they're there for you to serve them, not for them to be there to serve you. So we need to put that into perspective. Also, going over to the Obama administration is now having the United States military fight side by side with the Iranian soldiers and jihadist Shiite militias. You heard me right, friends. Okay, you got to tell me what this is about. Taking our military? How many guys, folks, concerning the ideologies of these people, how many guys are 6 feet under the ground throughout the United States of America fighting against the ideologies that the American people are standing down and tolerating through this criminal administration, now going so far as to even take our military? Not only have they also attempted them to turn our own military on us in case of the siege or in the helps of the siege that they mean to advocate, but now they're taking our military and throwing them up in the same group, the same lot with those that we would consider to be our enemies. You tell me what's going on, friends. This is perfect judgment again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, True Colors, Obama Chief of Staff says Israel occupation must end. Friends, again, I tell you this almost every time, but these new pictures keep popping up. You need to take a look at the faces of the people around Barack Hussein Obama, and you tell me that they're there. You tell me, knowing anything of history, even going back again to the regime of Adolf Hitler, folks, look at the faces of them people and look at the faces of the people that these people mean to encamp themselves concerning their administration around themselves to work against we the people. They are not us. And when you look in their eyes, folks, they're not there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to highlight second-rate Christianity, which in fact is not a Christianity at all. And folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to get to it. Let's drop the hammer accordingly. The Holy Ghost so chooses to work with us. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See you on the other side.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Highlighting some of the articles that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. And by the way, again, I want to tell you we appreciate the fact that you are taking the time to check out this news source. And it seems that many of you are actually not only just staying on our site, but you're also spreading the word. I just received news a couple days ago here from senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, that there's been over 800,000 people. Again, over the last 30 days, which means we still have some time. Hopefully we'll hit a million. But again, friends, we appreciate your listenership and your readership. Going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Azalea Banks, a black racist monster and her digitized diarrhea. Well, that was Jesse Lee Peterson's article. Check that out, folks. Again, you got to look at some of these pictures. It's like they are the devil incarnate. And by the way, I'm not just making that up. I mean, they are putting horns on their heads. They are acting out satanic, messianic influence, of course, as to the fact that they're all operating by the same father. They're just too stupid to figure that out. I just want to tell, again, some of you people that think this is a game, this is a joke, first of all, your life is but a vapor. You also need to know that over 150,000 people worldwide die daily, unexpectedly. And I also want you to understand that you will stand before the judge. And I want you to understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And I also want you to understand that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And I also want you to understand that the face of the Lord is set against those that do wickedness. Now, as a positive for you, to give you a little more understanding without, well, maybe withdrawing the hammer just a little bit, I want you to understand that there's a way that seems right unto a man or a woman, but the end is the ways of death. and you're choosing the ways of death, and there's no turning around. You are being held accountable right now for the very things that I'm telling you, and if you choose to turn away, you know what? That's your choice. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. If you end up in hell, you did it by choice. If you end up in heaven, it's there because God showed mercy and grace. Okay? But you have to choose from the heart that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. You know the truth. You know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to the Father. So let's just quit wasting our time. And by the way, I'm not telling you because somebody told me to tell you this. I know this firsthand through experience. I've done business with my Father, and he seems to answer his phone when I pray, and he sends forth the answers through package mail, namely the Holy Ghost. So my faith is found in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God, not through the arm of the flesh in any sense of the word. Just saying, friends. Going back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Chris Christie, I'll respect gun owners' rights when I get a pro-gun legislator. Is this guy kidding me, folks? See, and again, folks, we can't blame anybody but ourselves that we have Humpty Dumpty still sitting in the position of governorship in New Jersey. And why he's there, folks in New Jersey, you know what? It's really your call. It's really your call. He's there because you're allotting him to be there. He has no business being there. And we've seen how quick that fraternizer, that traitor, kissed up to Barack Hussein Obama. You remember that? Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff, folks. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Starbucks, the race to make money off of race. Oh, boy, are they getting kicked back. They're getting a whole lot of American kickback. They're going right along with the alliance, the Confederates, those that have created an alliance or a covenant of hell. Boy, it's just not a good place to put yourself. They've done it as well. You also got to go to Sons of Liberty Media. Your church got game. You got game? Question. Check it out. Question mark. Check it out. Where are the true heroes? Sons of Liberty Media.com. Army charges Bull Bergdahl with desertion. How many men died for that traitor? He should be hung. Isn't that right? Yeah, isn't that what they do with traitors? Yeah. Well, they used to. Well, it's just not that way anymore. It's a different dispensation, Bradley. Really? I'm trying to find that dispensation. And I do see what the law says. And I do see what grace says. You know, for example, the law said that if you violate or if you kill, you know, it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. A blow for a blow, a wound for a wound. Yes. That's true. Still stands true. It's never been abrogated. Well, we've been told back in the 60s and 70s, you know, if it's an eye for an eye, the whole world's going to go blind. Wait a second. You're misinterpreting Scripture. Because when you go to grace, let's go to the law. The law says, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said in Matthew 5, even if you're angry with your brother, you're in danger of the judgment. See how grace intensifies that law? You see how that works? Folks, let me go back to the eye for the eye. You know, it's going to leave the whole world blind. I've even heard great men of God say this, and they haven't taken the time to see it through when they're thinking or in their pondering, Selah, S-E-L-A-H, to ponder, to mutter, to think about. They didn't see it through the way that God meant to say it. Because when he said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a blow for a blow, a wound for a wound, you need to understand that if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. But if you do commit the crime, you are going to pay the consequence. And we have always done that in this country. Things started getting soft back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s on crime. And instead of deterring crime, they've encouraged crime. And for those that didn't think this through, you do need to keep in mind that the correction facilities make over $64 billion a year through slave labor. It's a moneymaker. They've sold their soul. In America, you've allowed it because you're the ones paying for it. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Texas mayor doubled down on Islamists who want Sharia in Irvine. I'm not going to be bullied, she said. A woman. Why are we across the boards, friends, watching the women at almost every event, even the principals in high schools, do the stuff? Because their men are too busy watching a bunch of grown men fight over a pig ball. That's why. That's exactly why. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also did a piece on modern-day church signs lightly esteeming the blood of the covenant of God. Yep, of course they are. Now, we also see the Mufti of Saudi Arabia, head of Sharia law, just ordered this command: destroy all Christian churches. Now, do you think if they were Christ-like, these people would be calling for the destruction of the churches? No, it shows you that the Spirit of Christ is alive forevermore. It also shows you that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Anti-theist minister, an atheist minister, check this out, folks, an atheist minister, sonsoflibertymedia.com, an atheist minister demonstrates only a fool claims that there is no God. Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Of course they're fools, and they're on purpose. They're stupid on purpose. People gawk as female student drags her sex attacker by his hair to police. Here again, women are having to stand up and defend themselves, friends. Where are the men? Where are they at? I'm curious. Man, from my travels, I'm still trying to figure out where they're at. We got an American hero, Brett Felton. He defends Christians from Islamic State in Iraq. He said this man did. He said, it would be an honor to give my life helping these people here. I'll tell you where the men are, women. Just listen to me carefully. They're in Arlington Cemetery. I want to tell you where the men are, women. They're in the Navy SEALs. They're in the Marines. They're in the Navy. They're in the Army, defending the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, how does this suffice? Now I speak to the men. How does it suffice that we send our kids to fight, bleed, and die to ratify the Constitution while you sit your fat behind down on a couch and entertain yourself out of your freedoms that they're fighting and bleeding and dying to give you? You don't deserve what you've been given. It's just simply put, that's exactly the truth. And I'm sick and tired of getting on the radio every day knowing exactly what I'm dealing with, because I talk to these people all day long. I talk to them all day long, and they look for an excuse as to why they don't do, as their country is being destroyed. Wow. I'm going to go over real quick, and I want to just show you how you're being lied to on a 24/7 basis. And then what I'm going to do is get over to Daniel's prayer really quick. Here, I just punched in a state-controlled media outlet, which it doesn't matter if it's ABC, USA Today, MSNBC, CNN, whatever the case might be, or your local newspaper. They're all controlled under six corporations worldwide. But I do want you to understand this. When you begin to see what they're telling you, I want to show you how lightly they want you to think the issues concerning your government are. Okay? And I'm going to come back and I'm just going to highlight some of these state-controlled media topics, the news nationally, so on and so forth, just to show you how they are not addressing any of the issues, but how they're diverting you from what needs your undivided attention. They're completely diverting you, friends, from the real issues at hand.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the Junk Man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the U.S.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, now here we go. If you'd like to call in, folks, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do check it out. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We were just there for about 20 minutes. And in contrast, what I want to do is I want to bring you over to a state-controlled media outlet. They're all saying the same thing. It matters not. And I want to show you how they are diverting you from the real issues that are taking place in your country today, okay? And then we're going to get over to Daniel's Prayer. It's pretty awesome stuff, friends. So I'm online right now. This is live radio. And so the front page of one of these outlets, Dean Smith leaves $200 each to all of his UNC players. Did you hear what I said? But did you hear about, for example, in truth as to what's really going on, did you know that there's senators in the in federal government right now that are actually comparing cops to terrorists? Okay. In contrast, going back to the state-controlled media, Duck Dynasty's Robertson under fire again for what? Telling the truth. So what are they doing? They're demonizing and polarizing anybody that's actually attempting to shake the people awake to the issues at hand. Okay? Now, as they speak evil of that which is good, and they put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter and light for darkness and darkness for light, we need to go back and contrast again, and we also need to show you, friends, those that are willing to tell you the truth. Did you know that in Texas right now, lawmakers are pushing mandatory mental health screening for children because they want to get them hooked on drugs? See, they want to hand them over to the pharmaceutical companies so they can put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs that are making hundreds of millions of dollars off of dangerous street drugs today as we speak, because they have actually convinced some of you people that what they're giving or what you're giving your kids is good for them, when in fact it is not whatsoever. They're dangerous psychotropic drugs, and if you want to check me on this, turn the black box around and read what it says. They'll tell on themselves because they have to lawfully, because they don't want to be liable for any fallout. So, going back to the state-controlled media, here you go. Clinton backers hosted her official Senate events. Oh, they got a picture of her just glowing with a smile on her face. Everything's okay with the Clintons, America. And what's sick about it is you actually have a small portion of people that believe it. They have a less than a 21% approval rating. Okay? Here's another one, state-controlled media. How to make the most of your alumni network for your job search. Are they telling you as to what's going on in your country? No, because they don't want you to be awake to what's going on. Because if you actually rise up and respond to their lies and their crimes, guess what? It's all over for them. And they, of course they don't want you to know that. Did you know that right now, friends, there's a House bill which seeks to abolish the Patriot Act? Why? Because the Patriot Act should rightly be called an act of tyranny. It was passed at 3 o'clock in the morning after September 11th, when the government became more intrusive and more intrusive into your lives. And they wanted you to relinquish your rights, in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died to give you, so they could have more power to rule the roost. That means to be your daddy. But you didn't hear about that. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to question what they're passing. See, like, for example, when you go to the TSA, they don't want you to know that that's a pretended authority. Well, while you're being violated by your own government, this government's also dropping the border on the southern borders and on the northern borders to let illegals in. So what is it really about? It's a violation of Article 4. Of the Bill of Rights. But they don't want you to know that, friends. And as long as you want to stay stupid to what they're doing, a nation that expects to be ignorant and free, Thomas Jefferson said, expects what never was and never will be. Did you hear what he said? A nation that expects to be stuck on stupid expects what never was and never will be. Of course. Oh, and by the way, going back to the state-controlled media, just giving you the contrast, going back and forth, friends. Did you know that, what does a Beyonce or a Kelly hangout look like? Half-naked women on the front page of the paper. Then they have, right under that, another woman with her breasts puckered up, with a big smile on her face at a game. They want to divert you. And if it's not through half-naked women and through false, a false pretense of what's going on in politics, they put a smiling Clinton on the front page of their paper. And then they talk about, they prop up their candidates, potential 2016 GOP candidate, Chris Christie. But did you hear what I just told you about Chris Christie? He's an anti-gunner, friends. But you know what's really sick, even going back to the Romney-Obama campaign? Remember that campaign trail? Again, WWF at its very worst. We all know that Romney was pro-Obamacare because he's the one that actually contrived it. But most people didn't pay attention to that. He also gives, by the way, Romney also gives to NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association, a pedophile group. And for all those that thought Romney was such a good guy, it's also interesting to note that he personally supported Planned Parenthood, as was he anti-gun, anti-Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. But see, how did the state-controlled media give it to you, friends? Completely contrary to what the facts are. And we've been down that road before. If you want to go to one of the front pages of these outlets, you can see, again, a half-naked girl figure skating. Diversion, or what's going on in sports, diversion, or what's going on in the movies, diversion. You see how this works? Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what? I am entertaining you out of your rights. What's the price of freedom and liberty? Eternal vigilance. So as long as I get you off fighting the good fight of faith, guess what's happening? Someone else is doing the fighting, but they're fighting against you because they have you entertained and they are controlling you. Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, and I can do anything that I want with them, said one of the Caesars. Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, and I can do whatever I want to do with them. I didn't say it. Or what about this, friends? State-controlled media, diversion, Dale Jr.'s method of dealing with angry drivers. Who cares? Who cares? But this is what they want. They want you to just believe that everything's okay, while you're the ones that are under attack. And you've been under attack since September 11th, America. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on with what's going on. It's propaganda. Nothing less and nothing more. It's all propaganda. Now, one of the top stories, locking the cockpit. This is state-controlled media. It varies by country. Okay. I mean, folks, this is beyond surface. This is purpose, propaganda, and lies as you're being inundated with them 24/7. Wow. We got Michael in Maine online real quick. Welcome to the show, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Bradley Dean, the reason I called you this afternoon is because I've been listening to you for a long time. And on a local affiliate, and they took you off the air for a while. And now you're back. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You preach the Word of God. And the Word that you speak goes through my spirit, and I don't care what anybody else says. I love you, Bradley. What you say to me, I'm retired from the Navy. I've been through the psychotropic merry-go-round, and they, you know what? They left me hanging.
Mm-hmm.
They left me hanging, Bradley.
Yep.
You know, I lost my father. He was a Korean War veteran. Walked up into my bedroom, put a 12-gauge shotgun to his head. And the Department of Veterans Affairs never even sent me any kind of an apology for what they did to him. They screwed his head up badly.
Yep. They're getting paid to do it too, my friend.
And that's the reason why I didn't want to create discontent on this on your show, but I tell you what, I've been suffering ever since. But I'll tell you something, Bradley. You speak the Word of God, and I thank you. Thank you for doing that, because I listen to you. I only get an hour of you each day, but every time I listen to you, Bradley, you inspire me with the Word of God.
I appreciate that very much. Can I ask you something, Mike, really quick? And I mean not to be cold and callous. I'm doing this for the sake of time. But what is the affiliate that you are listening to me on right now in Maine?
Is an independent station by the name of WXME. It is based in a very small town of Monticello. It is north of the town of Holton, which is the capital seat in Aroostook County.
Amen. I appreciate your call. I very much do. Stephanie, can you pick up that phone call? Hey, friends, I do want you to know, and I appreciate Michael very much. And by the way, I do what I do because I love you with my actions, friends, those that are listening to me. I love God first and foremost. I want people to understand that we're being picked up by affiliates like hotcakes across the country. So, and I know Michael's probably thinking because we're Christians, then people are probably not listening. No, just the contrary with this show. We just were picked up by four affiliates over the last couple weeks, and I named them the week before last. You've made us the number one radio show on weekends from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time on Genesis Communication Networks, hands down, by the way. And during the week, you've made us the number two show, and we've been with GCN, I think we're going on 3 to 4 years now. Don't know exactly what the time slots are, but even when I was on Salem Communication, we had the number one radio show. I want you to understand, friends, that people are not ostracizing. I have a lot of Nicodemuses out there that will listen to me and talk to me in private because they don't want to mar their reputations. In other words, they don't love their country enough to actually fight for it and stand up and be shown in the light for who and what they really believe. But I do want you to know that we appreciate you guys. for making us the number one show on Genesis Communication. We want you to understand that we thank you to all of our affiliates who we have now and to those that are going to be picking us up. That there's a whole lot of people listening to the Word of God right now. And I'm just honored to be put in the position to open my mouth to drop it on you. Be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Branches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in, Michael from Maine. We love you too, my brother, and you are the best that we have, and that's why we are here in the natural, standing up for who we are. You've done your part, now let us do ours. Folks, I want to go back to this because you need to understand. You remember Jonah? Remember how he went to Nineveh and he warned those people, and they actually had enough common sense to listen to what he was saying? Do you know that it tells us in the book of Jonah that they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy? They that observe lying vanities, in other words, when you believe what the state-controlled, lying-controlled media wants you to believe, and you take it for face value, you forsake your own mercies. You're doing it to yourself. Now, I want to go over to Daniel chapter 9 really quick, and I want you to listen to this carefully. This is a man of God. He was a prophet of God, second to none. Besides Moses and John the Baptist, of course. And, of course, the prophet of prophets, who is none other than the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is alive forevermore. Blessed be his name. But going to Daniel 9, I want you to listen carefully to what this man said. On the behalf of a nation that turned their back unto the God of heaven, he said this. He said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fastings and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord God, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. He said, Daniel did, we have sinned. We have violated your moral law and have committed lawlessness. We have done wickedly. We have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts, that which you've entrusted us with, from thy judgments. In other words, we began to say, who are you to judge rather than bringing forth judgment? In America, I want you to understand something. You need judgment. You lack judgment. He goes on, neither have we listened carefully unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Prophets speak truth to power, friends. He goes on, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all of Israel that are near, to them that are far off, through all the countries whithersoever thou hast driven them, because of their trespasses that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belongs mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, and all Israel have transgressed thy law. They have purposely broken thy law, even thy departing, that they might know and obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words which he hath spoken against us and against our judges that judged us by bringing upon us a great evil, for under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet we made not our prayer before the Lord our God that we might turn from our lawlessness and understand your truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon us, the evil, and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he has done, for we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord, Daniel prayed, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renown as it is this day. We have sinned, Father God, in Jesus' name. America has sinned. We have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from America, from thy city, from thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication, and cause thy face to shine upon your church, your sanctuary, your people that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine ears and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. Lord, forgive, O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. And Daniel said, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of the people of Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, he said, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel came unto me. Does this sound fitting, America? Does this sound like the prayer that should be offered up from each and every one of us before a just and a holy God? In gratitude to the sacrifice of his son Jesus Christ on Golgotha? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Are we in these times now? Yes, we are. Are bad things happening? Yes, they are. But they're happening because we've turned our back against God. And I'm going to say this today, I'm going to say it tomorrow, and I'm going to say it next week. Folks, America, you've left off judgment. And the reason you've left off judgment is because you don't want to be judged. And it's better for you to judge yourself now rather than to be judged on the day of judgment. Judgment begins in the house of God. Let it begin in the house of God. And if you're one of those heathen that just aren't sure, but now you're convinced by the Holy Ghost, I want you to understand the work of the Holy Ghost is to come to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. but you're going to have to respond all by yourself. Nobody needs to talk you into anything. His name is Jesus. Call upon the Father in Jesus' name and see how he responds. But I want you to understand that when he comes, the first prerequisite is this. Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. To he who loves his life and he who loves his life in this life, you'll lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake, he'll find it. And I want you to know something, friends. From 20 years of ministry, that's exactly right on the money. But I also want you to understand, as D.L. Moody rightly said, that if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolute nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay, friends, so you need to understand that when you come to Christ, you come on his terms. You confess your sins before a just and a holy God. Exodus 20, and then go to Galatians 3:24, and let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, and put your faith in Jesus Christ. Read the word daily and follow him. And understand something, both in the natural and but first in the spiritual, you are a blood-bought people. And if you really understand the fact that you are a blood-bought people, you will not tolerate anybody that stands against the cross whatsoever. That's why we bear the cross on a daily basis. I also want you to understand, friends, that we're giving you this word because we have found across the boards nobody else is willing to do it. And I want to fleece you right now and ask you, where are the faithful among men that have actually responded to God? Not on your terms with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. No, no, no. Jesus said he would spew you out of his mouth. It's either all or nothing. It's either all or nothing. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. If you want to go back over to the Old Testament, you can do that as well. Go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11 through 13. See what it says. And I don't have to convince you to feed on what you're hungry for. To those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. But folks, I'm telling you right now, the message that you're getting is the message of the prophet Daniel. And it's also the message of the black regiment that preceded the forefathers before they established what we have. And 238 years later, friends, we're still here. We have the longest standing constitution. And I'll tell you what, this boy that you're listening to right now isn't going down the way that these globalists want it to. And I'm not going to give power to them because, friends, they are deathly afraid of the fact that you wake up to who they are. It's been said that less than 300 people control the world. Really? And who controls them? See, we fail to remember that God controls everything. We fail to remember the fact that the government is upon the shoulders of his son, Jesus Christ. Don't we? We fail to remember that the king's heart, no matter who they think they are or who has been appointed to be that king, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord and the Lord turns it whithersoever he will. And we're eating the fruit of our own ways right now because for the most part, yes, our fathers in many cases and our mothers and our uncles and our aunts and our grandpas and grandmas, they dropped the ball on us. Yeah, that's true. But you know what? Instead of cursing that darkness, let us light the candle, for the Lord is the light of men, and let that light be lit to lead the way. Follow me as I follow Christ. If I ever preach anything outside of the cross of Christ, the Bible says, let him be cursed if he preacheth another gospel. We're not going down that road. Let us follow the Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, and let's go to him, and let's understand who he is, first a judge, okay? Because I know everybody likes to highlight the merciful, graceful God. Yes, he is. But the fact of the matter is, let's meet him on his terms. Let's meet him at the cross of Christ, folks. Then John 3:16 has meaning. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. Have a good night. See ya!
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of four per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.